Okay, let's start. We mentioned yesterday there are 45 kinos. Let's just run through a few kinos for a few minutes. At night, we read 5 kinos. This year, we actually can do 5. In most years, we only do 4, because one kin is designated when it's Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, the first kina is a very similar kina. It's the last perek of Eicha. We repeat, it's just pure repetition. Zachar on page 40, and this kina on page 48. Okay?
152?
What do you have? Page 48, Kina Aleph.
Kina
Aleph.
Kina
Bab,
no?
No, Kina, I'm going by the night. It's all, starting with the night. The Kina's at night.
Are you going at night?
At night. Okay, we'll do full service. Full service. First, Kina Aleph at night. And what is Kina Aleph? Kina Aleph is just a repetition on the very simple levels of repetition of the last perek of Eicha. You look on page 44. Run 44, verse 38, Zuchar Hashem mehoyolanu. And what do we do? Oi! Next pasuk. Habi toreyes cherpaseinu. Oi! Mehoyolanu. Nachaloseinu, notice, so we just basically read through the last perek of, that's the whole kina. And in fact, some of the old kinois, it didn't even have the word oi, it just said, the minig was just to read the last perek. Okay, it's become a little more elaborate. Somehow someone put in the word oy and oy meha yolanu, oy meha yolanu, and that became the kina. And then when you come to the end of Al Haritzion Sheshomim, that is the 18th Pasik Yud Ches. Okay, Al Haritzion Sheshomim Oy, Ki Har Habayis. Okay, now by now there is some deviation. I take it back, this is something that's more modern. How some of these psukim we have embellished, not all of them. In the art school, it's very, very good. They show you whatever is in bold is an exact quote from the pasuk, and what's not in bold is an embellishment. So I take it back. It's not just pure repetition. I'm just thinking back in some of the old kinois, they did not have this kina. It basically said, reread the last perek of Eicha. That's what it instructed the reader to do. Kina Aleph is the tzibur should reread the last perek of Eicha. In this kina, it starts off like that, the first four psukim, and then at the very end, we have the last 5 psukim, mila b'mila, and in the middle, we have most of the perek, not all of it, and there's a slight embellishment of some additional words which conclude with the word oy, oy me hoyolan. Okay, so that's the first kina. It's a repetition. It is a repetition of the first of Eicha. One thing I want to point out to you, okay, this is a topic of it, so we're not going to elaborate upon this, is that we do, there's something that we do over here that appears to be very interesting, which no one talks about. One person talks about Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He has very beautiful, very, very beautiful mind. I just want to make the point, not to go into detail now because we're running out of time. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he wrote Eicha. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi knew what he was doing. When he concluded the last parak, he concludes, Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'nashuv v'chadeshu min hikad. And that is the second to last pasuk. And the last pasuk, Chav Beis, 22 psukim corresponding to the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, he concluded, ki im ma'os me'astanu, if you have utterly rejected us, it's enough already, Hashem. Kotzafta aleinu ad ma'od, you have already raged sufficiently against us. And that is how Yirmiyah ends off the Eicha. And we, seemingly, are trying to outsmart Yirmiyah. Because when we lay in the Megillah, after the Shliach Tzibur concludes with Pasuk HaBeis, we all together say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva, Chadei Shemenu Kikadeh. And in this Kina as well, when we repeat the entire Perek, again we outsmart him and we say, Yirmiyah, you want to conclude the Eicha on a negative note, ki ma'os me'astanu kotzavta aleinu ad ma'od, we're going to override you. We're going to conclude with hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuv v'chadei shemeinu kikedem. The question is, what are we trying to do? We're smarter than Yirmiyah. If Yirmiyah decided to conclude Eicha with the pasuk, Hashem, enough already is enough. Ki ma'os me'astanu kotzavta aleinu ad ma'od. You've gotten angry at us quite a bit. What are we trying to outsmart him and say?
Maybe it's a tefillah.
What?
It's a prayer.
So Yirmiyah also said the prayer. The second to last pasuk, Yirmiyah said, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuv v'chadei shemini. Yirmiyah also said the prayer. But Yirmiyah put the prayer as the second to last pasuk. And then he concluded with, Ki ma'os me'astanu kotzavta aleinu ad ma'od. We're smarter. We're smarter than Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah, you first said Hashiveinu. Then you said Kiyomos Mastanu. And now we're going to outsmart you with Groyste Chachomim. And we're going to say Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuv v'chadei shemeinu. What's going on over here? Yirmiyah didn't know this. If he wanted us to say Hashiveinu, let him say. So I see you're so curious, I'll tell you the answer. Rav Moshe Shapiro says the most amazing, amazing answer. And this really is the theme of one of the entire kinas that we say during the day. Here it just alludes to it. A whole kinah really is devoted to this, idea. Because there's another kinah that dwells upon this, and that is as follows. We know there's something called the Anshei Knesses HaGedolah. Why are they called the Anshei Knesses HaGedolah? The Gemara tells us because they are Machzir Atara Liyoshna. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, when he addressed the Ribbono Shel Olam, he called him Hokel HaGadol HaGibor VeHanoira. Many titles of greatness. Godol, Gibor, V'Hanayra. Along came Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyah said, no more. No more Noira. We're not going to say Noira anymore. We're not going to say, why? Godol, HaGibor, V'Hanayra. How could it be that the Goyim are Mekarkarin B'Mikdash? How could it be that the Goyim, the Nebuchadnezzar and his enemies, have conquered the Beis HaMikdash? That's Noira. Hashem is awesome. The Goyim have fear of Hashem. Where's the Ayei Noira Yisav? Where is the fear? No more. Hokel HaGadol HaGibor. Along came Doniel. Don't even say Gibor. Forget about Gibor. That also, I forgot the exact words of the Gemara. Even that don't say. Along come the Anshei Knesses HaGedolah, and they say, no, Hein, Hein, Givu Roisav, Hein, Hein, No Roisav. They restored it. Why? What the Anshei Knesses HaGedolah are greater than Daniel and Yirmiyah? And the answer is, they have one thing working in their favor, time. Klal Yisrael is still here. Anshei, when Yirmiyah saw the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, that's it, it's over. Yirmiyah was mispalel with all of his heart. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva chadesh yomeinu kikedem. And Hashem rejected his prayer. I'm sorry, Yirmiyah, I'm not going to answer you. There will be a Chorban. And Yirmiyah dies. He leaves this world witnessing the Chorban of Klal Yisrael. And he says, wow, look what you did to us, Hashem. You rejected my prayer. Ki ma'os me'astanu, ki kotzavta aleinu ad ma'od. You really, Hashem, went overboard. You really went too far. How could you do this, Hashem? You went too far. You rejected my prayer, Hashiveinu, and you allowed the Midrash to be destroyed? Can't believe this. Ki kotzavta aleinu ad ma'od. And Yirmiyah dies. His life comes to an end. According to Alderech HaTeva, Klal Yisrael should very quickly assimilate, dissolve, disappear, just like all the nations of the world. Anshei Knesses HaGedolah lived how many years after Yirmiyah? They lived, there was two, the Bayis Sheni was in existence for 420 years. 420 years.
But
and 70 years plus in between the Bayis, Yishan Bayis Sheni, plus the Anshei HaKnesset HaGdola lived way after, they lived on, way past the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. So we're dealing over here with 500 plus years later. And the Anshei HaKnesset HaGdola says, look at that, we're still here. 500 years later, Klal Yisrael is thriving. After all of this, the Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Yirmiyah didn't see this. Yirmiyah did not have this perspective. Yirmiyah did not witness to see the survival, the miraculous survival of Klal Yisrael in times of Churban. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, only they were able to say, you know what? Let's go back and be mispalel nochamol. Because the truth is, the tefillah of Yirmiyah was not rejected. Yirmiyah left this world. All he saw was, ki ma'os ma'astanu ki kosaf leinu ad ma'ot. But when you come from the perspective of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, we're not finished yet. Only they can say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'noshiv v'chadeshim en kikadeh. So Mimela, what? There's not a kasha. Yirmiyah, when he wrote Megillah, Megillah Seicha, he ended off, Ki ma'os ma'asteinu kotzaf doleinu ad ma'od. When we have the chutzpah to say, it ain't over yet, Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'noshiv v'chadeshim en kikadeh, we're not coming midin Yirmiyah. We're coming from the koyach of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Isn't that an amazing vart? It's an amazing vart from Rav Moshe Shapiro. We're coming mikoyach, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. And if this is true by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola who lived 500, who lived in the Tkuv of the Churban, Alachas Kama V'Kama, for us, living today, 2,000 years, the fact that we're still here, and Klal Yisrael is thriving, how much more so can we say when Yirmiyah finishes off, we can still go further than Yirmiyah and we can say it ain't over yet. Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'noshiv v'chadeshim en kikadeh. So, Rav Moshe Shapiro. Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was one of the biggest Balei Machshava of this Zohar. Incredible, incredible Talmid Chacham. It is tragic beyond belief how he died so suddenly and so young, just like that, about 2 years ago. So I'm shocking. And now a flood of his Torah is making its way into print. When he was alive, his print, Torah was not that common. There were a few swarm they put out from him. It was very, very terse, very, very hard. It wasn't so simple. Afika Yam, they were certain. But now they're reworking all of his works and they're putting out so many things from him as an amazing insight into the Pshat, what we do. And that's what you saw over here, Hashiveinu. And indeed, I don't know how much time we're going to have, but there's a kina that we say during the day that mamish, this idea is all over the kina. Okay? And you take what he says, you look at the kina, it's like the kina brings to life what he said, or he brought to life what the kina says, understanding this idea that we today are coming, not midin Yirmiyah. We're building upon Yirmiyah. We're coming midin the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Okay, Kina Beis.
That's why you say together.
Together.
Everyone
together. The Anshei Knesset, the Knesset. Achlis. Okay, Beis is a very beautiful Beis. People don't realize this. Is everyone likes to talk about the Ben Ubas of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. The tragic story in the aftermath of the Churban when they were captured and they put them in a room to marry them off. And they died in Agmas Nefesh. So here, that's Kina Beis. That's what it says here in Kina Beis. Eich, how could it be Mipi Beinu Bas Hagois Kinois Rabas? The lamentations resound, the Kinois, the Hagois, the expressions of Kinois Rabas multiply through the P when we reflect upon the Churban of what happened to the Bein Ubas of Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol. How can it be Tamur Shirim V'Chedvas in place of song and dancing? The whole focus of Kina is about them getting married. If you pay attention to Kina, we're not going to do now, it's about Shidduchim. That Kina, there was a time in their life when they were about to get married and instead they were captured and they were set aside to marry a slave. And who was the slave? It just happened to work out that brother and sister were about to get married as slaves. So it was a time in their life when it was meant to be Shirim Vichedvas. And instead, it has been transformed to Hagois. Hagois means expressions of kinois, of lamentations, rabas, a multitude, an increase, an abundance of expressions, of lamentations came forth to what happened to the Beinu Bas, when we reflect upon what happened to them instead of a time of celebration. V'hinoyam nishbas, v'hinoyam masa yideichem, v'hinoyam Hashem alakeinu, aleinu masa yadeinu konol aleinu, umase yadeinu konenei. Why are we saying this Mitzvah Shabbos? Because every Mitzvah Shabbos we say v'hinoyam. We say v'hinoyam every Mitzvah Shabbos, and this Mitzvah Shabbos we're not going to say v'hinoyam. We don't say it. We skip it. We skip it. And what does the Beinu Bas of Shmuel HaKohen Gadol have to go do with the Hinoyam? So the answer is very simple. You go to a bris milah. What do they say by a bris milah? Kishem shenichnas lebris, ken yikones letoira ulechupa ulemaisim toivim. What's the Veltz kasha? Why do you say maisim toivim? You should say kishem shenichnas lebris, ken yikones letoira ulemaisim toivim ulechupa. You can do good deeds before you get married. Why do we say good deeds after you get married? So there's a very beautiful answer, and that is Maisim Toivim refers to having children. It's a Chazal. Maisa Yodav, Eze Maisa Yodav Shel Adam, Elu Habanim. The Maisa Yodav are your children. Chinuch Habanim. To have a child and to raise the child. To be Mechanech a child. There's nothing more difficult in life than raising children. To be mechanic children, to give them mussar, tough love, to know how to give mussar, to know how to raise children. Chazal say this: Ezehu ma'ase yadav shel adam elu habanim. So you do not want a person to have children before they get married. Sorry to say that, but you don't want ma'ase yadayim to come before chuppah. So the order is: Kishem shenichnas labris. Ken yikanes l'toira, you should sit and learn for a couple of years, become a talmud chacham, ulechupa, should get married, and should have his own children, and will come back again to have another bris milah. The cycle should continue. So in that expression, ma'isa yodav, k'shem, shnif l'kenyan, l'maisim toivim, y'maisim, this is children. V'hinoyam Hashem Elokeinu leinu u'mase yodeinu koineinu. What does it mean, ma'ase yodeinu? Children. Every Mitzvah Shabbos you mispalel that you should be successful in raising your children. And that's why you say Mitzvah Shabbos. So when it's this Mitzvah Shabbos, and you're not going to be saying v'hinoyam, and you're going to be focusing on the children who never got married, the children who were poised in their life to now get married and enter into the state of now being able to be Mekayim Maisa Yadav, and it was snatched away from them because of the Chorban, it fits like a glove. It's now Mitzvah Shabbos. Now is the moment we're supposed to say V'hi Noyam. May it be pleasant. May we be successful in our Maisa Yadenu. What is Maisa Yadenu? Elu Habonim. Raising children. Having children. And now, it's not happening. We're not going to say this Mitzvah Shabbos V'hinoyam. So instead we mourn. Eich mipi veinu bas. We're not saying V'hinoyam. We're now going to reflect on those children that never came to be. Those children never were able to succeed. Hagois kinim v'rabas. Temur shim v'chedvas V'hinoyam nishbas. V'hinoyam has been silenced. B'moitzo'e Shabbos. Okay, and then it gives other examples which we don't have time now to go through, but basically goes through example. Okay, just one more quickly. Gimel refers to the king of the night. What happened the night of Tisha B'Av? The night of Tisha B'Av, the Meraglim. It's all about the Meraglim. They came back and they gave over the report of Eretz Yisrael, and the people said, we rejected Eretz. So that took place at night. At night, Bochay Sivke Balayla. Tisha B'Av began at night. Bilel Ze Yivkayun V'yelilu V'anai Bilel Ze Chorav Beis Kodshi V'nishva Armonai. The whole, this was when it was destroyed. the night of Tisha B'av, V'chol Beis Shol Yehegu V'Yigonai V'Yivku Al Es Hasreif. Then it goes on to say in the second sentence, B'lel Zeh Tialel Mar Aniya Nechteles. On this night, we shall wail bitterly the Aniya. Aniya Nechteles. Nechteles means the poor person who has been abandoned. Lashon of Nechteles, you're all alone. The Aniya means the pauper. Who is the pauper who has been abandoned? Klal Yisrael. Umibei Sovia Bachayim Uvdeles. We've left our father's home. We've been separated from our father's home. Who is our father? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Where does our father live? In Eretz Yisrael. We have been banished from the land. We've been separated from the base of Via. We have been separated. V'yotza mibeiso, we've been denied access from the land. V'niskar hadelis, the door is locked. V'holcha bashviya b'chol peh necheles, we've been consumed by anyone who wants to eat us up, consumes us. B'yoyim shulcha bo'esh b'eres v'echeles v'eshim v'echeles yotza meis Hashem, we've been consumed, the fire has gone forth. Okay, and it goes on to describe what happened that night, especially alludes to a lot about the Eretz Yisrael. Dalid is Shaimron. Okay, Shaimron, we repeat this twice. Shaimron, we say the same Kina we say here. Shaimron, we say again, it's the last Kina as well. It's a conversation between the Malchus of Yisrael and the Malchus of Yehuda, Ohola and Oholiva. Ohola means her tent. Malchus of Yehuda, Ohola means her tent, means Malchus of Yisrael, her tent. It's not mine. It was rebellion. It was the Egle Hazav, her tent. Ahaliva is Oihel Sheli, is the Malchus of Yehuda. There's a conversation between the two. It's based on the Perek Yecheskel. Who suffered more? Did the Malchus of Yehuda suffer more? Did the Malchus of Yisrael suffer more? The last one for tonight we'll stop is the Mazolos. Okay, in this Kina, we describe that all of the Mazolois join us in mourning. Why in the world would we want to focus on the Mazolois? Ein Mazol Li Yisrael. But that's only when there's a Beis HaMikdash. And when there's no Beis HaMikdash and Klal Yisrael is behaving like the Goyim, you want to behave like the Goyim. So Hashem says, okay, so you'll be like the Goyim. I'll make you like the Goyim. You'll be subject to the Mazolos. The Mazolos are not happy to take us under their wing. They're not happy. The Mazolos had pride that they don't have to deal with us. Ein Mazol Li Yisrael. But now that the Churban has occurred, unfortunately, we become like the Goyim. We're subject to Mazol to a certain degree. And this is not the way it was meant to be. And when something is not the way it's meant to be, it causes even the Mazolos to be sad. Because they are affected. Until this point in time, they did not have to deal with us. Now they have to deal with us. They are affected. They suffer along with us because it relates directly to them that our status has changed and now we are subject to just predisposition. The koich of the Beis HaMikdash is tefillah. Why is it so a mazal li Yisrael? Because through the koich of tefillah, we can break out of mazal. But when the Mikdash is destroyed, there's no Beis tefillah. Ki beisi Beis tefillah l'chol ha'amim. Sosam tefilasi. My tefillah has been suppressed, it has been shut down, it has been shut off. And when it's been shut off, well, what are we left with? Mazel. The mazel sees what's going on. It sees the difference. The mazel feels our pain. The mazel also suffers. We measure all 12 mazelos. That's in a nutshell. Really quick. We have to go quickly. So tomorrow we'll pick up with the keenness of the day and just touch upon the major themes.
I lost my credit card, I should go to the bank. Credit card, I lost it.